This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, here is what last night's vote means in practical application. More arbitration fine print in more and more contracts, which you would be forgiven for thinking would mean more arbitration and thus a boon for the arbitration industry. We would forgive you for thinking that, but you would be wrong. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has that one.
Arbitrators' phones aren't exactly ringing off the hook with consumers looking to challenge their lenders. Alex Carter teaches mediation and alternative dispute resolution at Columbia Law School.
When consumers don't have the opportunity to share costs and risk and band together in a class action lawsuit, usually the reaction is to give up.
The argument for these clauses is that class action lawsuits take up more time and resources than arbitration. And consumers, even if they win, don't win much once the money is divided among the pool and lawyers take their cut. Ted Frank is with the Competitive Enterprise Institute.
Class actions transfer wealth from middle-class consumers to millionaire lawyers.
But the economics of going it alone instead of in a class action are tough, says Jean Sternlight. She runs the Center for Conflict Resolution at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Most people don't have the time, energy, or emotional fortitude to file an individual claim. I myself wouldn't file a claim for a pretty small amount of money, and I'm an attorney and a law professor who focuses on these kinds of issues.
Paul Bland, the executive director of the nonprofit group Public Justice, says you can see this in the data.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau studied every single case that any consumer in America had brought in front of arbitration over a three-year period, and it averaged about 400 cases a year.
That small number, Bland says, is why the CFPB created this rule in the first place. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.